We are setting aside the headlines for now because it is August and that means corn on the cob, of course, which I eat like a horse over a feed bag. But here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst has more ideas. Kathy, this is such a great time
of
year.
Okay, I can't get that image out of my
head.
She's
far more elegant than any horse. Horses are beautiful.
Can you neigh for us?
Well, I mean, that's what you do. You just lean over
just like... I can't get enough
like
corn
a typewriter.
Either.
I need more metaphors here.
You
just
go
across the corn. But...
All right, let's get to it.
Yeah, okay. What can we learn?
Enough of you being a horse, right?
What can we learn?
Well, of course, it is corn season. It is August. Corn is in season and available everywhere. Anyone that buys corn from a supermarket, I can't.
No?
I mean, unless you trust your supermarket and you know that it comes in fresh every morning.
Because what happens?
Okay, yeah. I brought an ear of corn in.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I want you to see. I know that listeners can't hear it, but the tassels are dark brown, black. They're fresh. There's a smell to this corn. And listen to the sound, okay? I'm shucking it. Oh, my God. I'm getting squirted with corn milk.
Yep.
It's juicy. Now, when you go shopping, you want to do that, right?
You have to see.
Yeah. Everybody, yeah. But no, you don't have to see. You actually can push on the ear of corn.
Ah.
And if it's firm and it feels heavy, that means it's fresh. Oh. Ideally, yeah, you want to stick your fingernail into the cob and have it squirt corn
And you do
juice.
Want to take one shuck. I mean, just
but
see.
But a lot of stores really, and particularly in farmer's market, because every time I pull one of these back, okay, I'm going to do it again. Shuck it. You are drying the ear of corn out. It's being exposed to the air. Here's the other really important thing. This corn was picked this morning. So everything that you're eating in a minute is corn that was just picked this morning. It is sweet and juicy.
So make sure it's fresh.
Very fresh, because what happens to corn is as soon as it sits, the sugars convert to starch. So if you taste corn tonight that you picked this morning, it's a bit starchier. If you forget to cook it tonight and you eat it tomorrow, it's going to be super starchy.
I was just at a farm stand and there was a guy really irritated there because I guess somebody had come in and, you know, done one shuck on 10 pieces and left
And it ruins it.
Yeah,
and they can't. Yeah. You don't want to buy a pre-shucked piece of corn. You should not want to.
Exactly.
So we could eat in a minute. Can I eat
okay,
now?
Okay, go.
Okay, what have we got here?
Now you got to learn. You don't wait around
don't wait.
Here.
And by the way, I'm eyeing your plate too. So
oh,
we've got cornbread here, but it doesn't look bright yellow like traditional cornbread.
No, so this is a fabulous buttermilk cornbread. It's made with cornmeal, but I also add a lot of that fresh corn. So I shucked the corn from this morning, and I put it in a tall bowl, and I use my big knife, and I cut right down the cob, and I get the kernels, and then I take the blunt side of the knife and scrape down, and I get what's called the corn milk.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of flavor still besides the kernels. So it's buttermilk, cornbread with fresh corn, a lot of fresh herbs, and I also added some goat cheese.
I love it.
There's like a layer of custard on top. You make it in a cast iron or a heavy skillet. It's a one-dish thing. It's almost a meal, right?
Mm-hmm. And how'd you get the top?
So what you do is you add buttermilk and you add 1 cup of milk, bake it for 15 minutes. Then you add the second cup of milk and continue baking, and it creates a custard layer
on
top.
You pour it on the top.
Yes. It's
wonderful.
Kind of brilliant, if she does say so herself. All right. Moving along.
We'll attest to that.
Scallops.
Okay. Scallops and corn. They're both sweet. They're both meaty. So I thought, what about sautéing some corn off the cob with fresh basil, and those tomatoes are from my garden. And then I sautéed scallops. I dredged them in flour with salt and pepper in a very hot skillet with some olive oil.
Dredge them, just knock them around in there in flour?
Yeah, knock them around.
Yeah.
This is
Sorry.
The horse talking again. Yeah, you just lightly flour them. It's a delicate process. And then a hot skillet, about 2 or 3 minutes on each side. And scallops are very sweet. I adore them. You could do this with shrimp. You could do this with a lot of fish. Because seafood and corn go really, really well.
Yeah.
So you have that sweet bed underneath it and that meaty scallop. And then the third thing you're going to eat is a salad. And it is sautéed corn with a little bit of garlic and olive oil with fresh chopped cucumbers, tomatoes, and a very creamy feta cheese.
I picked
wonderful.
The right day to be here.
You did.
You did, right? Except
Listen,
for the news.
Yeah.
How do you store corn if you're not going to use it immediately?
Well, you shouldn't.
You should
Honestly,
use it immediately.
I mean, it can be frozen. You can make relish. You can do all kinds of things with it. But buy it in the morning, eat it that day. I can't stress it enough. Okay. Otherwise, you're eating starch.
I've got more questions. Grilling. Grill or boil? And when you grill, do you keep it chucked? How do you do that?
You can do it either or. Grilling is a terrific way to do it. If you're going to keep the husk on, you want to soak it in cold water for at least 15 or 20 minutes so that when it hits the heat of the grill, it kind of steams inside the husk and cooks beautifully. Or you can pull the husk off and grill it, and then you can coat it in, you know, Mexican street style with crumbled cheese, herbs, butter, etc. And steaming, of course, the classic pot of boiling water. Throw in the corn. Some people say 4 minutes. Some people say 1 minute. I like to boil it, throw it in, turn it off, cover it, scream, dinner.
Okay.
And then we eat.
And you are so lucky if she's yelling dinner at you. Here Now resident chef Kathy Guntz will have all her recipes at herenow.org. Kathy, thanks.
Thank you.
Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakraborty. This is Here and Now.